talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Didn't know today would be your last, or that I'd have to say goodbye to you so fast. I'm so numb I can't feel anymore. I'm praying you'd just walk back through that door and tell me that I was only dreaming. You're not really gone as long as I believe. There will be another angel around the throne tonight. Your love lives on inside of me, and I will hold on tight. It's not my place to question, only God knows why. I'm just jealous of the angels around the throne tonight.
Good morning, Charleston. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Donna Taggart, Jealous of the Angels, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We are going to be talking with Dan Geiger, with Advanced Water Systems, and you may have noticed there's in the news there's been a lot of coverage about the forever chemicals that are in our water supply, and Dan Geiger with Advanced Water Systems is going to be talking about that. Very important interview. Also, Emily Gann with Palmetto Surfacing, Brittany George with Shelf Genie, and also Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. But I did want to make reference to today's home theme song. It's a little lower key than we normally play for a home theme song, but it's in tribute to the son of one of the great friends of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Rick Jackson, and his wife Kathy Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. And they lost their son, Paul Andrew Jackson, only 33 years old, recently. And Paul was a 2011 Summerall Guard Citadel graduate and also an artillery captain in the United States Marine Corps. And the family is trying to help support the surviving wife, Bree, and their two daughters, Ellie and Caroline. And what they're doing, and if you folks, we have very generous listeners, but their mission and goal, with the help of with the readers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and our listeners, is to help offset the daily living expenses by permanently relieving the financial strain of a mortgage for Bree, the surviving wife. And if you would like to make a donation, any kind of a donation whatsoever, if you would go to GoFundMe.com and just do a search for Paul Jackson's Family Fund, Paul Jackson's Family Fund. And they're trying to raise $500,000 to pay off a mortgage, and they've got about $72,000 that toward that goal. So if that's something that you can manage to help out with, the family would greatly appreciate it, I'm sure. And the Jacksons are just the most giving people, most generous people. They have successful businesses, and all they do is support those less fortunate with the money. That's their life mission that the two of them have decided on. So we hope you can help. Visit Paul Jackson's Family Fund on GoFundMe.com. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Dan Geiger with Advance Water Systems. How you doing, Dan?
Very well. How are you today?
Good, good. Dan, take a moment and tell everyone about Advance Water Systems.
We are a local water treatment company to the Charleston area. We also have offices as far south as Savannah, all the way up to Chesapeake, North Carolina, or Chesapeake, Virginia. We solve water problems for people. We have a variety of different products that can fix certain things, such as hard water, filtered water, even chemicals that are possibly in your water.
Gotcha. And I heard a report that came out last week from the Environmental Protection Agency, and I thought of Advanced Water Systems immediately. And I said we need to talk to you about this report that just came out. And I know that I'm sure you're not the type of person that wants to drum up any fear in anyone or anything like that. But this was a pretty eye-opening report that the EPA came out about forever chemicals in our water. And can you kind of talk about the report? I'm sure you read it thoroughly.
Certainly. And we've been dealing with this this chemical for quite a long time, actually. It is it's called a forever chemical because it doesn't break down as easily as other chemicals that are possibly in water or food or whatever we eat and drink. But yes, this chemical has been around for a while. Basically, its root is the nonstick from our pots and pans.
Teflon.
Yep, the Teflon. And right now, my business partners in North Carolina have a major contract to clean this particular chemical out of residential commercial water supplies all up and down the Cape Fear River in North Carolina. So I'm very familiar with it. It is something that the chemical is growing, not growing as a chemical, but growing into different areas. It is somewhat easy to remove through reverse osmosis and filtration. But yeah, the EPA has not set a limit on this. That's why we haven't heard a whole lot publicly about it. They still have not set the minimum standards for the water municipalities right now to have to treat this.
Mm. And the main forever chemical that they mentioned in the EPA report last week, and I'm probably going to mispronounce it, but the acronym is PFAS?
PFAS, yep.
PFAS. Yep. And yep. Polyfluoroalkyl substances is.
Yes.
And those are the forever chemicals that you just mentioned that come from our pots and pans?
Exactly. It also, and I'm sure everybody that's listening to us right now has heard about the Camp Lejeune lawsuit. That was actually a PFAS chemical that was in the water there at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina because of fire fighting foam.
Gotcha.
And so that there is this PFAS really is in not just nonstick or Teflon, but it's in a lot of other things that we've used throughout the years and still use today.
Well, I've brought this up when I've interviewed you in the past, and I think it is worthy to mention now. You know, everybody, the term city water is something that people, most people are familiar with. You know, there's well water and then there's city water, and city water for like the Charleston area. Can you tell us where city water comes from?
Yeah, there's two or three different areas that the different municipalities pull water from. The lakes, the Santee Lakes north of Mount Pleasant is one area, and then the Edgestowe River is the other area that most of the municipalities pull water from. So it is all surface water that's subject to runoff and things of that nature.
And I can think back to my earlier days. I've taken many a canoe trip down the Edgestowe River, and I think they call it a blackwater waterway. It's because it's slow moving, and you really you can't see the bottom. There are a lot of minerals in there and so forth. And if I'm correct, the Edgestowe River is it's about an hour south of Charleston, and I just want our listeners to think about this for a second. So the water is coming from, as you mentioned, some of the lakes north of Mount Pleasant, and then also the Edgestowe River. That water has to get to the treatment plant here in Charleston some way, and there's a pipe that brings it in. How old do you think some of the pipe and infrastructure of those pipes is these days?
You know, I'm sure that they've been there for quite a while. I wouldn't even know where to begin how to put a number on how many years they were there. But some of the infrastructure, especially downtown Charleston, is just old. So
right. So that water comes in from the Edgestowe River, the same water that, you know, I remember seeing a water moccasin and other wildlife that, you know, poops in the water. That water travels, through a very long pipeline and goes to the treatment plant. And a lot of the that water is treated and makes it clean. But they're not taking out some of those forever chemicals, are they?
No, they aren't. And, you know, to give our municipalities credit, they do a great job of sending us a safe water. They are all there are things in there that are nuisances. But, yes, the water is safe to drink. They do treat it with chlorine and coagulation and filtration to get some of the sediment and things of that nature out of the water. The chlorine is used for disinfecting. We like to say that once it gets to your house, it's done its job. So we like to take it out because it is a chemical.
Well, but, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good. That was it.
Oh, well, and then on top of that, so you've got the water is traveling, you know, 40 miles or so by pipeline from the Edgestowe River to the treatment plant. And then once it's treated, it's going through miles of pipelines to get to your neighborhoods, and then from your street to your house. And I can just imagine what the inside of those pipes looks like. Do the municipalities clean the pipes regularly?
They I can't. They flush the pipes with, you know, heavy water usage. If you've ever seen the fire hydrants running like crazy just out in the middle of nowhere, there's really no way to put a cleaner in there. So I think they're relying on the water flowing through there to take whatever's in there with it.
Yeah. I guess I'm just trying to paint a mental picture for our listeners about that water that's traveling through those pipelines. And You can't control those. You have to take that leap of faith and assume that the municipalities are providing you with clean water. But you do have control over the water once it reaches your home. And what do you tell homeowners about in terms of what advanced water systems can do once the water hits your home and what you can do to clean it up and remove some of those forever chemicals?
Yeah. So the forever chemicals, if they have them in their water, that again is a something where they would need to check with their municipality and see the level. The forever chemicals are, there's two ways to treat it. You can treat it for your whole house with specialized carbon through whole house filtration system that will remove them so you're not bathing or showering or cooking or drinking the chemicals. Or you can treat it with just a certified simple reverse osmosis unit that tucks in underneath your kitchen sink and supplies you with an unlimited supply of purified water.
That sounds pretty simple. I don't know why everyone doesn't have one of the two of those systems installed in their homes. And you've got a whole house option, plus you've got one specifically for drinking water. What if somebody has like one of those little filters hooked up to either their refrigerator or the faucet for their tap water?
Regular carbon filtration will not take out chemicals, except for chlorine. Not even the ammonia side. The Charleston area, the disinfectant is called chloramines, which is ammonia and chlorine mixed together. So a refrigerator filter uses just a basic carbon. And 99.9% of the other filters that are under a sink or attachments to a sink only take out chlorine. They won't remove the any other chemicals, mm-hmm. VOCs or forever chemicals.
How does the water, the filtered or the reverse osmosis water that advanced water systems can help folks with, how does it compare to, say, bottled water that they can buy?
Certain types of bottled water are actually all right. You really have to read the label to see what's in that water or how it was processed. Being an old bottled water veteran myself, I used to run a bottled water plant in Columbia and Charleston years and years ago. We used reverse osmosis for our process. Mm-hmm. So some of the waters are really good. Some of them are, just kind of like a refrigerator filter type water. Mm-hmm. So it's really important you do your homework on reading the label, see what the process is on bottled water.
Yeah. I guess that's if you asked a homeowner which is going to provide you a cleaner drinking water, a bottle of water or, water that's coming straight from the tap unfiltered, they'd probably say the bottled water, but what you're telling me is the water that Advanced Water Systems helps people with at their home, that's above and beyond. That's superior to even what you get with bottled water.
Yeah, the bottled water process is very similar. The exception is you're putting it in a plastic container that was made from chemicals and all of those leach. So the water itself maybe was 99.9% pure or 98% pure when it was put into that bottle, but coming out of that bottle into your body, there most likely would be some type of a leach from the bottle itself, whether it be plastic or other chemicals that the bottle's made out of.
Yeah. Sometimes those pallets of bottled water sits in unconditioned warehouses for months and months before it
yep.
and goes to the end user.
Yep.
Well, are there... Did the advanced water systems, the water filtration systems, did they take up a lot of room in your house? Do you have to have a big house in order to to play, have you place a system in there?
No, they're very, very compact in most cases. From the reverse osmosis standpoint, we actually have two of them. One of them is for a regular size sink, and then we have a smaller one that actually goes, we can fit underneath those low drop down country sinks that people are starting to put in their homes.
Mm-hmm. And what about folks with well water?
So we have a variety. I have over about 40, 42 different systems that we sell for different things. You know, our well water around this area here is, some of it has sulfur, the rotten egg odor. We have automatic systems that remove that. Some of them have very hard water, that being also with city water people. We have water softeners that can take care of that. And then we have a variety of different things to raise pH levels if they have low pH, or even whole house reverse osmosis if they have salt intrusion.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the health aspect of having clean filtered waters with a water filtration system from Advanced Water Systems. But what about the health of some of the appliances in the home that uses that water?
Yeah, it's, you know, from a city water standpoint, some people in the Charleston area have a little bit of hard water. Hard water breaks down your soaps. It gets in your water heaters and turns back into its natural rock state. Especially a tankless heater, the calcium resolidifies and causes a buildup in those. From a filtration standpoint, if you ever were to take off the back of your toilet tank and reach down where that rubber flapper is that lifts up and down all the time and rub your finger on it, it'll turn your finger black, and that's from the chlorine eating that rubber seal away, and that happens all throughout your house.
And you know, everybody just assumes because they want everything to run as it was when it was first installed, whether it be your dishwasher or your washing machine, or some of the faucets and shower fixtures that you use, but they're, you know, you're going to have to replace them at some point. And if you want to get a longer life out of those appliances, will it Advance Water Systems, will you folks be able to help them with that?
Yes we will. That's, you know, one thing that water filtration or water softening or even water treatment will do from your house for your house is save all your water using appliances. What we normally do is we go into the house and we perform a water test to see what in the water could be affecting not only the person's health, but their home. And then we can recommend the proper system to help eliminate any long-term issues that they might have.
Gotcha. Well, I would imagine if there's one thing that you want to have, it's the cleanest water possible. Because you know, you use water so often, not just for drinking, but for showering and washing your clothes and dishes and so forth. If there's one thing that you really want to make sure not to scrimp on is the having the best, cleanest water that you possibly can. What's the best way that I'm sure you have conversations with homeowners every day about their particular situation. What's the best way for them to reach out to Advance Water Systems?
Well, they can certainly visit our website at kineticocharleston.com. That's KINETICO charleston.com. Or they can call our office at 843-645-4450.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we would be more than happy to schedule an appointment to come out. We do, like I said, we do a free water analysis. It takes about 15 minutes. And then we can show the homeowner what different products we have that may be able to help them.
If you live in, would you say that older neighborhoods or newer neighborhoods are more susceptible to some of these different problems we've been talking about?
You know, it really depends on the water source. There's no real correlation to what neighborhood, you know, whether it's north, south, east, west, in Charleston. It's just a matter of the water coming through. Downtown Charleston, we seem to have more of an issue with people having small amounts of lead in their water just from some of their old plumbing or some of the old infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. Well, we have been, and you can always find Advanced Water Systems within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Dan Geiger about a very, very important topic, how to remove forever chemicals from your water. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
And now we're talking with Emily Gann with Palmetto Surfacing. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Emily, take a moment and tell everyone about Palmetto Surfacing.
Yeah, sure. So we are a stone fabricator. We also hold a lot of materials as well. So we have quartz, granite, marble, and we're even doing kind of like a stamped quartz now as well that's similar to porcelain. So when people like the porcelain look, there's a quartz that we offer with that as well. We do custom shower bases. So we do countertops, fireplace surrounds, anywhere you can put stone, really.
Gotcha. So you can help homeowners with if they want new countertops in the kitchen or bathroom or a shower surround or you mentioned a custom shower base and we'll talk about that in a minute. Fireplace surround, usually there's some stone there and also on the hearth and a lot of have I named all the different places that Palmetto Surfacing usually installs stone?
Yeah, really any application. We've done it on walls and bar tops and commercial properties and as well. So, I mean, really anywhere you want stone located and, you know, obviously there's limitations to everything, but we try to make dreams happen, you know?
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to just mention one of the misconceptions that people have about maybe getting your countertops in your kitchen replaced. I remember, you know, 10, 15 years ago, whenever a house would go up for sale, if they had granite countertops, that would be like a big, and it still is today, a big feature, you know, granite countertops or quartz countertops. But so people kind of think that there's an elevated price there, but it's actually there are affordable options for people if they wanted maybe kind of a base grade stone all the way up, right? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is so many options nowadays with granite, marble, quartz, everything under the sun. When it comes to like granite and marble, those typically only run expensive when they're a very rare stone. So there's always, you know, the luxury stones that you can select in that arena, but typically it's pretty cost effective to go that route. But there also is quartz options that have a wide, you know, range of pricing. So, I mean, you can really have a lot of flexibility with whatever stone you decide to pick as long as, you know, it's what the look you're going for. And that's kind of what I do whenever people come into the showroom and they look at our warehouse and everything. I kind of direct them budget wise and also the look that they're kind of going for on which direction they need to kind of angle themselves to. But yeah, no, there's tons of different price points under all of those umbrellas.
Gotcha. And you mentioned the porcelain stone or the porcelain stamped quartz, I guess. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because when I think of porcelain, I think of porcelain tile.
Yes. So porcelain, people are not people, but the kind of manufacturers are introducing porcelain where they basically take a picture of a natural stone, stamp it onto the porcelain. So it gives that look of a natural stone, but it's a bit more easy to apply and not as expensive. We do not do porcelain, and a lot of fabricators really aren't getting into that arena just yet, just due to tooling, and they haven't really quite perfected it just yet. But there's a quartz brand that we just found out about where instead of it being porcelain, it's quartz, but it's the same concept where they stamp the pattern onto the stone to make it appear like a natural stone. So it looks like a natural stone, but it acts like a quartz. So it's going to be just as durable as a quartz would, but you still get the uniqueness of like a marble.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And mm-hmm. And quartz has been a very popular option at Palmetto Surfacing for years and years and years. Why do you think so many homeowners and interior designers gravitate toward using quartz in their surfaces versus another type of stone?
It comes down to durability. I always say I'm hard on my jewelry and my shoes and my countertops, and I would rather not worry about, you know, scratching or etching or chipping, and having that heat resistance that quartz offers. It's just a much more durable product to put in your home, especially when you have maybe a lot of family in your home, children spilling grape juice or whatever, and not having to worry about having to clean it up right away, sealing it, anything like that. So it really comes down to just it being practical and also beautiful on top of that. And they're coming out with so many different patterns and designs. In addition to that, it's never going to vary, at least not tremendously when it comes from slab to slab. So when you go to pick out a natural stone, you have to select that particular material, that particular slab, because the next lot of material is going to vary tremendously. And with quartz, you know that I can look at this slab here in the warehouse with Emily, and then whenever I go to order my material, it's going to be nearly identical. And I'm not going to have to worry about picking my particular slab.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I've always heard also that people really gravitate toward the look of marble in the kitchen, but marble is a soft surface which can scratch easily, and if you put a glass of red wine down, it'll stain. So it's not recommended. Marble is not recommended for the kitchen. It's more of a surface in the bathroom. But many of the quartz surfaces mimic the look of marble.
Yeah, it certainly can. And there are people out there who, you know, they like the uniqueness of marble, so they don't care if it's going to stain. They like seeing that red wine stain from grandma from 1992. They don't really care. They like seeing that over time, and that general wear and tear that marble and even granite and quartzites, they inherit over time. But yeah, most people lean more onto quartz just so they don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that would be they don't mind the patina. Like we have wood floors in our kitchen, and they're starting to wear down, and I kind of like the look of that because it looks like it's a working kitchen kind of thing, you know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
We'll talk about the shower bases that you just mentioned.
Yeah. So in addition to countertops, we also have a custom patented shower base made out of Corian solid surface acrylic material. So it's a very durable material. It's antibacterial, and we put it on the walls as well. So with the shower base, we order a core from a company called KBRS. We wrap it in solid surface acrylic materials, and it's all in one piece. So the curb, everything is all in one piece, and it's custom made to the size of your shower. So when we're doing remodel work, a lot of people like that appeal when it comes to it being the exact size that they need. And then for the shower walls, there's no grout at all, because it's solid sheets of material similar to like quartz slabs, but it's an acrylic material instead. And whenever we have to put those two pieces together, let's say it's like a 60-inch wall and we need two sheets of material, when you put those two pieces together, the seam there is virtually invisible, and to the touch you can't feel it at all because the acrylic essentially melts together whenever we put it against the wall and make it all in one piece. So the huge appeal is no grout. It's super easy to clean and maintain. The shower base itself is incredibly durable and custom made. So we We can basically make any size shower that you're looking for in a remodel application or in a new home. It can go straight onto like concrete or subfloor. And a lot of people are really loving these showers right now. We've done it in commercial uses when it comes to like colleges and those kinds of things where they just need tons of shower bases all, you know, custom made. And then tons of remodel work as well. Mm.
And why is that important that homeowners pay attention to the base of their showers?
As far as like sizing goes?
Well, no, I mean like you just mentioned the KBRS shower pan. Oh. But, yeah. If you weren't using that, what kinds of risks could a homeowner be experiencing? Yeah.
When you tile your floors, it leaves it very vulnerable to leaking. And with our shower base, it's a leak-proof application. We've been doing it for 15 plus years and haven't inherited any of those issues over time of leakage, because the way that we set up the walls and everything on top of the base where there's no grout, there's just the caulking in type system, there's no leak. So that's the main concern when it comes to tiling on the floor, because it can just introduce those issues of leaking.
Gotcha. Well, mm-hmm. where can folks get more information about Palmetto Surfacing?
Yeah, they can go onto our website, palmettosurfacing.com. They can feel free to give us a call. Myself and my colleague, Jennifer, are the two sales associates here, but anybody who picks up the phone is happy to answer any questions that they can about any products that they're interested in, and they can reach us at 843-569-1131. Our website has tons of information, but if they want to deep dive into it more and chit chat with us, they're welcome to give us a shout anytime.
And Palmetto Surfacing has a beautiful showroom. You folks are listed in our Sensational Showrooms feature that just came out in our summer 2023 issue. And how many vignettes do you have in your showroom?
Oh goodness, I would have to go in there and count. I would imagine maybe 10, and then we have a full warehouse with several slabs to look at and view. We have tons of in stock quartz options and marble and granite and quartzite to view as well. But yeah, we've got a huge showroom. We've got at least 3 kitchens in there to view, and a few vanities and 2 shower displays. So we've got a good collection in there.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I definitely recommend people check out the Palmetto Surfacing showroom and see for yourself. And you can always find Palmetto Surfacing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And we've been talking with Emily Gann with Palmetto Surfacing. Thanks so much, Emily.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good rest of your day.
And joining us now is Brittany George with Shelf Genie. How you doing, Brittany?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Brittany, take a moment, tell everyone about Shelf Genie.
Perfect. We are an in-home product that goes into multiple spaces in your home. A lot of our families enjoy our product in their kitchens, especially under their kitchen sink, in their pantry, in their cabinets. And what we do is a glide-out shelf, so a pull-out shelf to allow you to get everything within reach. Access to the back of those cabinets, access to the back of your pantry. And in some cases, no more stooping, no more having to climb in the cabinet and pull things forward or pull things out. Our product is just really about making everything within reach.
Mm, very good. Very good. And you mentioned the glide out shelves in the kitchen. Are there other parts of the home that you have that homeowners ask Shelf Genie about to install the glide out shelves in other parts of the house?
Absolutely. So in the kitchen, the pantry, but we also can do in the bathroom, under the bathroom sink. Perhaps you have a towel closet, a linen closet. Those are great places. some of our favorite places to design are actually creative spaces. Maybe you are a scrapbooker. Maybe you have a home office and a lot of files. Or maybe you have a lot of utensils that you use in your day-to-day workflow. We have solutions for all of those spaces. We also do a lot of laundry rooms, getting all of those different detergents and different pieces of utility organized. So laundry rooms, we can even do large furniture. Perhaps you have an armoire. We can make it much more accessible and organized. That was a great question. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, sure. And talk about the new knife block option that Shelf Genie is offering right now.
Yes, I love this new knife block. So we were just talking about organizing different spaces in your home. And, you know, obviously our kitchen is a place that we spend a lot of time. We're finding that families really want to clear the clutter off their counter. It opens up their space and creates more room for using those counters. One way we've been able to come up with a solution for this is a knife block that goes in your glide out under your cabinets. So your knives are still organized. They're still stored in a wooden block to protect the blades. But the beauty is now your counter is clutter free.
Excellent. Excellent. You know, I've long time ago, I remember talking to a homeowner and she loved to bake for her family. But that heavy mixer that she had, it was giving her trouble having to pull it out of a base cabinet and so forth. If somebody had a, is that something that Shelf Genie would be able to provide a solution for?
You bet. So as our name suggests, everything within reach. We have a few different solutions for KitchenAids or those heavy mixers. Sometimes in the layout of your kitchen, it may be best to have a glide out where you no longer have to dig in your cabinet and it comes out for you. In other kitchen spaces, it makes sense to do a KitchenAid lift or a mixer lift, and that will actually come out and up to be even or sit with your counter so that now not only did you not have to dig it out, but you didn't have to lift it up. It's definitely important to visit with our designers. It's completely complimentary to have a designer come out and look. It depends on what your kitchen layout looks like and what your needs are, which one of those options will work best in your home.
Mm-hmm. And does it take much effort to raise that mixer using the Shelf Genie lift that you just mentioned?
It does not. The hardware is designed to equip you with an easy, it's more like just a gentle tug and it'll come out. There are mechanisms in place to make sure it's safe and can hold the weight, and ease of use is our primary focus when installing that particular tool, that solution.
Gotcha. And, you know, I'm sure we have some listeners right now who live in neighborhoods. Maybe they are part of an innate and an active HOA that is, you know, looking to always provide different things for the neighbors and so forth. Tell our listeners about the Shelf Genie wine and designs that you folks are offering.
Oh, absolutely. These are the best. So this is a fun evening. We can come out to your community. We partner with HOAs and community managers. We provide a wine tasting, and we also offer bottled water and popcorn. In some cases, we do a charcuterie board, and it's just a really great time of like a fellowship evening and enjoying design. We talk about different ways to organize. We can come up with different solutions for what works in your home. We offer tips and tools and even declutter tips. It's just a really fun evening to get together. And we also acknowledge that maybe wine is not best for your community. So we have lunch and learn opportunities as well. And that's still that fun fellowship where everybody gets to come in and visit. They enjoy a complimentary lunch. And we can talk through some different ideas for your kitchen space and how to help you get it decluttered or organized. Our wine and designs are really fun. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if a lot of folks are living, have kitchens that maybe the cabinets are original to the house, they may not be the most user friendly, and they might be thinking about replacing their kitchen cabinets because they visited a neighbor or a relative and saw those awesome glide out shelves that they may have gotten from Shelf Genie. I would imagine that it's going to be a big cost saver to have those glide out shelves installed versus replacing your cabinets.
Yes. So we love to say your dream kitchen without the renovation. It is an option. A lot of times we can work within your existing cabinetry. It's our specialty. We retrofit your existing cabinets. So what we can do is have a complimentary design consult in your home. We can show you all the different opportunities and options. We even have some finance options. If it does seem to be a little bit a bigger project than maybe we initially expected, It's just a great opportunity to save your current cabinets. We do not reface, but we do partner with some other businesses that can really update the outside if you're looking at the interior and the exterior. But we really love to make those existing kitchen cabinets functional. We really, really focus on saving your cabinets and building into them with different options that meet your needs and create reach and access in your existing cabinets.
Mm-hmm. Yep, makes sense. You know, we have the sales tax tax-free weekend coming up in South Carolina, August 11th through the 13th, and I don't believe that home renovations are covered under the sales tax, the no sales tax. But Shelf Genie, you folks are offering your own version of you'll pay for the sales tax.
Exactly. We thought it would be a great way to go into fall with an organized home. So, what better way to do that? Then we help you out and take care of that sales tax. We pay your sales tax, and you get to enjoy going into the fall and holiday season with an organized and accessible home.
And are there any restrictions with that?
We just ask that you make a minimal purchase of 5 glide outs, which, Tim, I'm sure 5 happens really quick when you're working in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I see a pantry here, and there's 12 different pull-out shelves just in that particular pantry.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of our product. With it being custom, we will put how many ever you need for your home to store what you're storing. So it doesn't have to be 8 or 12. It can be whatever you're storing. We make them fit that size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what's the best way to reach out to Shelf Genie?
So our website is incredibly convenient. That is www.shelfgenie.com, and you can do /Charleston. That'll take you directly to our area. On there, you can browse our solutions catalog, and that will show you the different options that we offer for your home. And then you can also do a booking tool. You can use our booking tool and book your own appointment, or you can click call now and it will call us so that you can book your appointment for us to come out and visit you.
Excellent. And you can always find Shelf Genie within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and also charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking to Brittany George with Shelf Genie. Thanks so much, Brittany.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Tim. Good to talk with you again.
You bet. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
So Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, we're located right here in North Charleston, South Carolina. We are family-owned, locally owned and operated. We've got, Christina Tononi's our owner and CEO. Her two sons work with us here at the company as well. So it's always nice to, shop local and save, dealing with local companies here, as opposed to some of the bigger box retailers that we have in the area as well. But we've been in business for about 17 years now. We're actually just celebrating our 17th anniversary sale all summer long here. We've got different deals going on every week. So we have our showroom in North Charleston. We also have our own warehouse just down the road in North Charleston as well. So we have tons of product in stock, ready to go. Customers can come in and pick up the same day as they purchase something, or typically we can usually deliver within 48 to 72 hours as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. People like that immediate gratification, right?
Exactly. They see something, they come in, or they just moved into the area and it's like, I need a couch, I need something. And, no more of that waiting 6 to 8 weeks for something to come in. We've got it right here in the warehouse, and people can come in, shop, and be sleeping on their bed the same night.
Right. Well, can you do us a favor and give take our listeners on a virtual tour of the Atlantic Bedding and Furniture showroom? So
you
walk in, and just as you walk into the showroom, to the right you'll see a rack with Charleston Home and Design magazines that you can pick
absolutely
up
as you walk in. That's right. A proud sponsor and advertiser with Charleston Home and Design for a couple of years now. But when you walk in, we put some of our featured products, some of our newer products, some of our best sellers, our most popular items right in front. So you're going to see a little bit of a selection of living room and bedroom when you first walk in. But for the most part, when you walk in, we're kind of set up. We've got, two areas within our showroom. You walk in and you walk down, and it's mostly going to be living room sets first. You're going to come in, you're going to see your selection of sectionals and power reclining and accent chairs and everything really that you might need to make a decision for what you're looking for your living room, both in fabrics and leathers. And then we also have our custom upholstery section as well, with a large swatch rack where you can choose the different fabrics and different colors and accent pillows and things like that to really customize furniture for your home. And as you walk towards the back of the showroom, we start getting more into our bedrooms. We got a great selection of master bedroom collections for really every single style and color that a customer, could want for their home. And on the other side, we've got a little bit of a partition. You go into our mattress gallery, and we carry a wide selection of everything from Nectar and Dream Cloud to Beauty Rest Black to Ghost Bed, and then our own private collection line of mattresses as well. And everything you need for the bedroom, from adjustable bases to foldable bases and platform beds, pillows and sheets, protectors, things along those lines as well. So really a little bit of something for every room. And then obviously sporadically throughout the entire showroom, we've got home accents, everything from rugs to vases to wall art to occasional tables and servers and really everything that you might need to decorate your home here in the Lowcountry.
Gotcha. That's great. And I think that's a very thorough description. The fact that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture is located in North Charleston, I've mentioned this on some of our interviews in the past. Many, many homeowners that are building custom homes and remodeling, they're visiting showrooms up in the North area. So, we always suggest that they stop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And I'm not sure if anybody else thinks about this. I do. But, it seems like, I tend to gravitate toward businesses that have brick and mortar locations in like the cheap rent district, so not necessarily Lower King. And I don't need to buy my furniture from a furniture store in Lower King where the rents are astronomical and so forth. But does that affect how some of your pricing at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, in terms of just giving people a little better value?
You know, a little bit. We like to think that we carry something for everybody. You know, we, you know, have done deliveries and we continue to do deliveries really in every zip code here in the Lowcountry, from North Charleston to Goose Creek, Somerville, all the way out to Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant. You know, we've delivered to Beaufort before. We get people who see different things that we have online that they can't find at a furniture store in the Hilton Head Beaufort area, and we've delivered there, and we've delivered out to Columbia and Charlotte. So, you know, good furniture and good quality furniture really has no bounds. So we like to think that what we provide, whether it's, you know, a budget value piece that you're looking for someone's guest room, or just something that, you know, to fill a space, to, you know, filling up your brand new home with, you know, top of the line furniture, and you want a really nice leather set and a beautiful solid wood bedroom set, and whatever you're kind of like looking for, we like to think that, you know, we have something for everybody.
Well, that's great. That's great. What are some of the trends that you're seeing, or some of the popular furnishing items that you're seeing people choose?
You know, we're seeing a lot more of people looking for like neutral colors, the linen tones for their living room sets, because it's that splash of color people are looking for with their accent pieces. So whether they're putting in, you know, a sofa love seat and then putting a nice bold accent chair inside there and then popping the color with the pillows and throws, maybe the rug or something like that as well. We're seeing people really kind of do that kind of look a little bit more. So we've been noticing a lot of our linen sectionals and our linen living room sets getting a lot of traction these days.
Gotcha. Are sectionals, are they still real popular?
They are, you know, and it's nice because they're coming in both directions. So you can get something that has the chase on the left, the chase on the right, different sizes. So we really have a little bit of everything. People really want that area inside their living room where a bunch of people can really plop down, watch TV, have a party, gather, and just enjoy each other's company. So we're seeing a lot more of sectionals from, you know, medium to large sizes become very, very popular these days.
And what's the supply chain issues like? Is it anything, has it improved since COVID?
Thankfully, it's almost back to normal pre-COVID days. Everything from the cost of ocean freight for containers coming from overseas to just movement from the port, you know, the supply chain's really done a nice job of correcting itself on almost every single product line that we carry. We're able to get it nice and quick. We're able to bring in some new things that previously would have been a little bit more expensive to just try out, things that we haven't had in the past. You know, we're starting to see a lot of that correct itself. So we're able to bring in some new styles, try some new product lines. And, you know, it's really done a nice job of being able to bring that affordability back to the consumer.
Well, that's great. Well, Steve, how can folks get more information about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture?
Well, you can visit us on our website, which is atlanticbeddingandfurniture.com. You can follow us on social media on Facebook and Instagram. We're on there as well. And you can stop by our showroom, which is located at 7400 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. We're right at the end of Ashley Fosse in the river, in the Walmart shopping center, the North Point Plaza.
Right next to Petco.
Yes, sir. Right next to Petco.
Very good. All right. We've been talking to Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And you can always find Atlantic Bedding and Furniture in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and also on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.